Hey there, I'm your host Alexis Newland and you're listening to The Brave Podcast. I am so happy you're tuning in today. Each week, a friend and I get together and talk about what makes them brave. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea, and get ready for some engaging conversation. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Brave Podcast. It is the last week of November. And at the time of this podcast, it'll be November 25th. We are a month away from Christmas. Just let that sink in, you guys. We are a month away from Christmas and a month away from the year being over and plunging into 2021. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hoping for better things next year. All right, so I'm going to get into our guests. Before I do that, I wanted to remind you guys, this is also the last week that you can check out, probably the last week, but it's the last reminder I'm going to give about signing up for Dr. April Jones retreat about purpose and rest. You're going to love it. It is through the Drifted Drum Company. To sign up, you just go to their website, click on events, sign up there. And if you use the code BRAVE in the checkout, you get 10% off. And like I said, everybody loves a deal. Okay, so on to our guest. My next guest is Dan Stoyer. I think I said it correctly. Dan Stoyer. And he is a fellow podcaster. He started podcasting this year, just like me. And so you're going to hear us geek out a lot about podcasting in this episode and kind of sharing tips. So just give you guys a heads up that there's going to be a little bit of that. We also talk about Dan's story, how he became a Christian and how he started his new podcast, Finishing Last, and how, as a follower of Christ, that we are to put ourselves after others and putting others first, which is kind of hard to do in our me-centered culture. That is Dan's message that he wants to get out there to everyone. It was just so fun talking to him, and we had a lot in common. We both work in the rehab therapy field, so we've shared our love for that and dealing with all the new regulations, working with patients, and groaning about the COVID stuff, so we'll hear that in the interview as well. So yeah, it was a great interview. I absolutely loved chatting with him, and so without further ado, here is my interview with Dan Stoyer. Okay, this is the Brave Podcast, and my guest today is Dan. And Dan, can you tell me your last name again?
It's Stoyer. Just think of the word lawyer, and then okay, you can pronounce it right every time.
Stoyer. Okay, got it. I'm like really bad at butchering last names, so I'm like, I'll just ask the guest so I don't get it wrong.
Oh, don't worry. Feel it's my wife. I just got married 3 months ago, so.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks. So she is learning my last name on the troubles of having my last name because everyone pronounces it wrong on the first time, so it's okay.
How's married life been?
Oh my goodness, it's been fantastic. We were supposed to have 150 at the wedding, but because of the pandemic, we ended up having 13.
Wow.
At the wedding. So me and her, the pastor, photographer, my sister, my brother-in-law, the two nephews, her parents, and her maid of honor, and that was it.
Wow. I've been hearing about these COVID weddings, and it's just amazing. People pull it off. They get it done. And man, I'm glad you guys are able to get married, because I've heard of the other where people can't get married, like they can't find a venue or they've had to cancel several times. So I'm so glad that wasn't your story.
Yeah, God's been super good. And we were able to change our reception to next year without additional pay. We heard some stories, unfortunately, with people who were forced to have the wedding at a place that cost them $5,000-$6,000 and only had 10 people there. So thankfully that we weren't one of those unfortunate few.
Oh, that's painful. Wow. Ouch. That would hurt my heart. I'd be like, maybe we'll just elope. It would be really hard.
Let's go to the courthouse. We'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, Dan, introduce yourself and tell people why you're awesome.
Oh, for sure. My name is Dan Stoyer. First and foremost, I'm a Christian who just fallen in love with Jesus, been a Christian since I was 8. It's a part of my awesome journey. I'm a physical therapist assistant. I currently work in the home health division of physical therapy, which means I go to people's homes and perform therapy in their house.
Okay.
Which has been very interesting and some funny stories out of that already. But anyways, I also, like I said, recently got married to my wonderful wife, Megan. We've been married about 3 months now. And I am the podcast host of Finish Last, where we learn how to live like Jesus in the modern world. And that has been an amazing journey so far. just all the people I've met through it and the community I've been involved in. It's just, it's all been God. And I've just been humbled to be used as a vessel by God for that. It's just been, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. So how did you get your podcast started? Because I love talking to fellow podcasters too when I do interviews. It's so fun.
Oh, of course. I love it myself as well, Alexis. If it wasn't for the coronavirus, Finish Last would not exist.
Yeah.
What happened, long story short, is physical therapy world, when COVID hit, I was working at a short-term nursing facility, taking care of people that were from the hospital and trying to get them back home in 2-3 weeks' time. Unfortunately, I lost my position as a physical therapist assistant in April because just there weren't enough patients to treat, which really, really stunk. And I actually found out I was going full time to PRN, which means just as needed. They haven't called me since. They haven't called me since, by the way, but they gave me 2 days' notice. I was like, well, that's hunky dory. Thanks, guys. So it was during that time that I was thinking, okay, God, what's next? And I never felt like I was depressed during that, because one of the things about my podcast that I love is I'm focused on people's journeys when I have interviews. Example for my journey, I had apraxia when I was a kid. That just means I had a hard time understanding. I understood what it was told to me, but I couldn't respond back. There was like a wall, and God helped me over that. I tore both my ACLs playing basketball. That's how I got into physical therapy through that, but it was not fun going through that at all. But God helped me overcome that as well. What?
Were you a kid when that happened?
Oh, yeah. I was 16. Okay. And then the second one happened when I was 22. So 9 years ago and 15 years ago, respectively. Sometimes it feels like yesterday. Sometimes it feels like 50 years ago, but it's one of those crazy things. And then recently, I tried to get into physical therapy school, I say when I was 22 to 25, and I couldn't get in. And yet God said, you know what, Dan, just trust in me, and we have another path. So when I lost my job, I could look back on my past and said, okay, God, you helped me out of all these situations. I'm going to trust in you. What happened? Still got married. She said, you're still worth it, Dan. We're going to get married. And then 2 weeks ago, actually 3 weeks ago, so in July, late July, I had a call for home health PT. And what was interesting is the job was part-time, but I'm like, you know what? It's something. It's something. Yeah. The job field in Wisconsin wasn't too good for physical therapy. All the jobs were way up north by Upper Michigan and Canada. And I'm like, I live in southern Wisconsin. There's no way I'm taking those jobs up there. And did the interview, went well. They called me the next day and said, hey, Dan, how would you like full-time? I went, wait, what? You had part-time. No, full-time. I'm like, okay, cool. So just long story short, during that time when I lost my job to when I got my position, God said to me, or I was talking to God, what do you want me to do? I mean, in this time of where we're pretty much cooped up in our house, wearing a mask when we go out in public, social distance, how am I going to make an impact? And God said, just trust me. Here's a mic, try a podcast. I'm like, what? what do you mean try a podcast? Like, I love to talk. It's, that's not a downfall for me, but I'm like, how do I make my voice sound good? Because I remember the first episode, like I recorded and I listened back. I wanted to throw my laptop and mic across the room. I'm like, that is not my voice. There is no way that that ugliness can be ascribed to me. But God's just been breaking me down. And the great thing about this podcast is helped grow my faith.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been able to be part of so many communities through this online. I've gotten to interview people from Switzerland and Colorado and all over the states. And I was like, if you would have told me back in April I was going to be doing that, I'm like, no, I'm dreaming. But it just shows me that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains through your faith. God will let you move mountains. And it just feels like this huge mountain has been in the way. And it's just been amazing. I've run out of words, but it's just amazing.
That's so cool. We have similar stories. So I don't like to talk. I'm a writer. And so like, God's like, hey, you should start a podcast. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, no, I'm not doing this. I like to be behind my words on paper that people can read. I don't want to talk to people. And God's like, that's nice. You're going to start a podcast. And so I had to like, and I'm not tech at all. And we actually have a similar field. I'm a rec therapist, recreation therapist.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So I work with like physical therapists and stuff. So it's kind of funny. So anyway, back to the podcasting. So the Lord's like, you're going to do this. I went and via YouTube learned as much as I could through podcasting and then released my episode in January. And like you said, like the world that it's opened up, had I never done this, I would have never met you and all these other communities and all these other people. And it's such an awesome way to share God and to meet people. It's a wonderful way to evangelize.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's the best. I'm so glad I said yes to this finally. And it's just been amazing, the doors it's opened.
So true. I mean, I would love at some point to go to a podcast convention because I know those exist. Oh. I know there's one called Spark, which is yes. A Christian podcast conference in Texas. But unfortunately, that was online this year. And I had to miss it because that was my first week of orientation. So I'm like, no, I'm going to miss the podcast convention. But I got to interview Misty Phillip for an interview through that. And she's such a cool person. And that's such a cool story too. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard of PodFest?
Yes, I've heard of PodFest.
So who do you... And sorry, listeners, we're going to go into like business talk here. Okay, so who do you go through? Like, is it Buzzsprout? Is it?
Well, I've done like research through it, and I've actually gone through Podbean.
Okay, yeah. So sometimes your host will pay for you to go to stuff. So Buzzsprout sent me to PodFest, and I got
no
to go.
Way.
Yeah, and I got to go in March, and I got to meet. And there's people from all over. So there's all kinds of like different podcasts. There's other Christian podcasters too, which is really cool. So I got to connect with them, but then other people. And I was kind of scared to go. I don't know if you ever kind of encountered this as a Christian. I sometimes want to pigeonhole myself into Christian events. And God's like, no, I'm everywhere. I want you to go everywhere. You just can't hide in Christian circles. I want to reach everyone. And so
right.
He opened every door to go to PodFest. And I got to meet so many people and build so many relationships. And everything was paid for. My hotel, my ticket, everything. And so it was just really, really cool. So if hopefully when the world opens back up and they do. And they
hopefully
do,
soon.
Yeah. Conference again. PodFest is awesome. It's such a great community. Like I highly recommend it.
Oh, I got to call Podbean and said, hey, give me my ticket because I met so many people through this and I want to meet them in person, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling I will one day, but it'd be nice if it got paid. That'd be super nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lucky duck.
Yeah, I was like, thank you, God. It's so crazy. God was like, I want you to do this. And he opened every door for podcasting, every door. And so, yeah, I've been doing it since January. You've been since April, it sounds like.
Yeah, actually, May 25th,
wow.
2020. So less than 3 months in.
That is so cool. Well, welcome to the podcasting world. It is awesome.
Oh, I totally agree. And now I'm stuck with it and I don't care. I love being stuck with things I love. So this is fantastic.
Definitely. So I wanted to get into your story of how you became a Christian and how you became to know the Lord.
Oh, for sure. I'd say my journey is one of the boring journeys, but I just say that because I grew up in the church. My dad and mom both got saved right before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very interesting transition for them having a kid and them trying to be Christians and figuring out this Jesus thing. And I remember I was 8. And what was funny is I was in a Sunday school class at the church I was going to. During that class, the teacher talked about heaven and hell and how to get into heaven. You had to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, believe in it, and confess your sins to him. And then hell and about all this stuff. And I'm like, man, sin is just holding me down. And I actually put my head down on the desk and started praying to myself. What was really funny is that the teacher probably thought I was sleeping. So, and I can't remember her name. So my second grade Sunday school teacher, thank you so much for that lesson.
Yeah.
You probably thought I was sleeping, but you were making a world of difference. So awesome. Thank you for that. So that was when I was 8. But the thing about testimonies that drives me crazy, at least some of them, is that, yes, I was in the dumps and all this, and then I got saved and everything was rosy and great after that. But me and you both know that life is like a roller coaster.
It is.
Just because you get saved doesn't mean everything is going to be good. There's going to be things you're going to not like. There's going to be trials. There's going to be things we have to get over. And just my story, there's just a whole bunch of stuff in it. I mean, I remember in college, I went to UW Waukesha and then transferred to UW Milwaukee. And I think this is the right term. I ended up being kind of a closet Christian for a couple of years because when I grew up in the church in high school, I was just preached to constantly, don't lose your faith, Dan, don't lose your faith. And part of me got so afraid of losing my faith that I just didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm not going to lose it. And God told me later, like, you were an idiot. That's why didn't you trust in me? And I might've missed out on some things. I mean, yes, I'm still saved, which I'm thankful for. And that never changed, but it just reminds me that we all have our own stories. And
yeah.
It's so easy to go on our own glasses and look through our story and project onto other people when it's our job to just love them like Jesus loved us. He didn't compare us to anybody. He said, you know what, Dan? I understand you. I love you for who you are. Just trust in me. Or with Alexis, you yourself.
Yeah.
I understand you, Alexis. It's amazing. Just trust in me. And then it's our job as Christians to not, like I said, judge others.
Yeah.
But show love and say, you know what? We're going to mess up. We're not perfect. I wish we were at times. Yeah. We are far from that. But it's just humbling to know that through God's grace and mercy, we can go to him again and again and in a process of renewal to just help us grow stronger and then hopefully be that message or share the hope of Jesus and that message with others in our community.
Yeah. And it just blows my mind how forgiving and loving God is, because we screw up so much and he's like, it's okay. Just come back. It's okay. Just come back. He's like incredibly patient, incredibly loving. And I think some people kind of forget that. And like, I know I forget it.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. When I screw up, my thing is to hide and to run. And God's like, no, that's the last thing I want you to do. I want you to come to me, because you come to me, I can restore it. I can fix it. Like, shame can really keep you away from the Lord. And it's all from the enemy. He wants to keep you in shame. Yeah, definitely.
I like it. I like that one verse in Romans that Paul talks about, because how he describes living a life of sin is just perfect. He's like, the good things that I want to do, I don't do. And the bad things that I don't want to do, I end up doing.
Yes.
I'm like, boom.
Boom, right there. It's just like, I don't want to do this. Okay, my big weakness is when I drive and I'm working on it, I can get so snippy at other drivers. I don't want to be this way. But I'm like, and God's like, it's not about you. Just, you don't know. What I'm learning is to accept that people have good intentions, or if something else is going on in their life, they may be rushing to get somewhere because there's an emergency. Just let it go. There's no need to rant. There's no need to be mad at them. You're never going to see them, even know who that person is. Why waste your energy on being that angry? So that's my one thing. I wish I would stop doing that, because it doesn't benefit me at all. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. But we think it does in the moment, which is it's funny how we think that way sometimes.
It really is. So I wanted to know, how did you get the name for your podcast, Finishing Last?
Oh, that's a great question. Just the name came from actually a song by Stellar Kart.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I know. I mean, we're going way back, but and it's not even one of their popular songs either. I remember 12 years ago I heard it, and it was called Finish Last. And there's a line in it that says, I want to finish last in the world's eyes. So that, I can't remember the exact words, but it was about putting Jesus first and ourselves last, which I'm like, that's perfect. Because if you look at the life of Jesus, he was all about putting others first and himself last. When people came up to him, he didn't shun them away. He said, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
What do you need? And one of my favorite verses in the Bible is John 11:35. It's just two words. It's Jesus wept. And it's interesting, because that's with the death of Lazarus. And that's with the family coming up to him. It's like, why didn't you come here sooner? We had faith that you can heal him. And he wept. Not so much because he healed Lazarus, I think in the next chapter, but he understood their grief.
Yeah.
And he loved them and didn't want to see them go through it. So he had empathy in that. So I just love that there's a lot of lessons about Jesus in the Bible and his life, that if we put others first, we can truly live a life of true joy. I love acronyms. So with joy, if you want true joy, you put J, Jesus first, O, others, and then Y, you. And so much in America and the world as well, but what I've noticed in America, at least recently, is we love putting ourselves first, making sure we're safe, making sure we're stocked on toilet paper and all these other yes. amenities that you didn't think were important. But here we are in 2020, making sure we have toilet paper up like 3 million. That's a funny story, though. I went to Costco a couple of weeks after that crazy thing happened with people buying like 20 million rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I saw toilet paper. I almost hugged it. I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you in forever. And I put one, I put one in my cart because you're only allowed one. I went and the cashier whispered to me, thank you so much for following the rule. And it sent me on my way. So, it's just life is funny right now, but
yeah,
that's a challenge to myself with finish last is trying to put Jesus first and myself last. I wanted to name the podcast I Am Second, but that's already copyrighted, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But it was just a finish last. I couldn't find anything better. So it's a gift from God and it's just been great.
Yeah. That's really cool. I love the name of that. And it's true. It is so hard to put yourself second because we're such a me centered. And from the moment you wake up, it's about you, but it can't be. You have to remember God first, others, and then you. And so I have another question for you. How do you, because I know some people can do that to the point where they kind of leave themselves out or they neglect themselves. So how would you find that balance?
Oh, that's a great question. What I've been learning the past year, I would say, or the past 18 months to be more precise, is that when you try to put others first, I mean, I'm in the physical therapy field. That's what we constantly do. We make sure the patients have what they need, call the doctor, call the PT, call the OT, nurse, all that fun stuff. And I know in my field, there's a lot of burnout, especially with everything going on right now. The fact we have to wear a mask, gloves, all this fun stuff that inconveniences us, but it's what we do to make sure everyone's safe.
Exactly.
And I would say plug yourself into some kind of community that can help rebuild you and refresh you. I know the church I go to in Milwaukee is called Brew City Church.
Okay.
Just a really cool sounding name. But in that community, I've been a part of a journey class, which was a discipleship program.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I've made 7 great friends who we constantly encourage each other. I got a couple mentors from that. One with podcasting. We had premarital counselors in that group as well that mentored us before we got married. And it's so easy because we're not meant to live the life as a Christian as a loner.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times where we may feel like a loner with what the Bible wants us to do as far as obeying certain things and making sure that God is first in everything. But there are people in your life that think the same way you do, that put the Bible first and what Jesus taught and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
So I would say find people that are like-minded and they will help you grow. And the great thing about it is you will help them grow in return. So my advice would be not go solo because you could easily burn out. That seesaw of life where if it's just you and everybody else, you're way up here and then all the problems are down here. But if you have other people on your seesaw that can help balance it out, you'll feel refreshed and renewed and be able to be used by God in so many ways.
I love that. I love the seesaw analogy. Yeah. Because if you're balanced, you're not like stuck in the air or like stuck on the ground. You need that balance. That is awesome. I'm stealing that. That is a great analogy.
Hey, no.
All right. Another question for you. So what is a trial that you've been through? And now that you're on the other side that you've seen that God walked you through it.
Oh, there's so many to count, but I'm going to say just to say relevant, I would say physical therapy, because when I tore my ACL when I was 16, my identity was in basketball. I was trained for my varsity team. I was getting really strong, able to do a lot of things. And then I played a pickup game and tore it. Told by the doctor that I would not be able to might not play basketball that year. And I'm going to be honest with you. I cried.
Yeah.
I felt like my thing that I depended on was taken away from me. I was still a Christian, but I was putting basketball at a higher level than I was Jesus. And Jesus took that time to just say, you know what, Dan? Yeah, you like basketball, but you should love me and put me first because of what I did for you. and what you can do for others and not just for yourself. So I took a step back. I learned all about physical therapy as a patient, loved the process of it. And what was cool is that this is how amazing God is. I was able to play the last month of the season and help my team win the championship.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa. And like teams at the tournament went like, who are you? You weren't on the team before. I'm like, yeah, I was. I was the guy on the bench with the clipboard and the tie on. I was just medically sidelined. But
oh, wow.
Just seeing that and seeing how God introduced me to physical therapy because of that injury, it just is a reminder that even though something bad happens to you, God can work in anything. It doesn't have to be rosy all the time. God can work also in the muck and the mud as well. Sometimes to bring us out of what we deal with ourselves or the holes that we dug ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good at that. You're like, oh, I caused that hole. And God's like, don't worry. He's just so great at it. Taking some of our worst moments and making them good. And my favorite verse is Genesis 50:20. What was meant for evil, God meant it for good. With Joseph, he was literally put in a hole. And God used all of that to make him governor over Egypt. And he's put in a hole. He was sold into slavery. He got put in jail. And all these crazy things happened to him. Yeah. And it was all to build him up as a better person. I sometimes, and I know for myself, I run from trials. Like, I don't.
Oh, you're not the only one, believe me.
Yeah, I do not want to go through them. But it's a time of pruning. And a time of also, I feel like I'm closer to God in some of the trials I've been in. That's when it's been me and God, and we're buddies because you're so dependent on him. And now when things are good, you forget what it was like before to have that closeness with God. You're like, oh, I don't need God as much now. Things are good. And so now in my life, I'm trying to find that balance of trying to replicate what I deal with in trials and when my everyday life, when things are good, to know just to be as dependent on God as well.
It's so funny you bring up Joseph because that name has popped up in my life more than once in the past 3 weeks. So
yeah.
What I found interesting is I'm reading a book by John C. Maxwell called The 21 Most Powerful Minutes of a Leader's Day.
Okay.
And they talk about Joseph in it. And the thing with trials or going through tough times is it might take more than a day. It could take years. And it's really interesting that the Bible with Joseph is really specific. And they actually tell us, the Bible actually tells us Joseph's age when he got thrown into the pit. He was 17. Mm-hmm. And then when he got second in command after interpreting the Pharaoh's dreams, it said he was age 30. I was like, wow, that's really weird that they actually had ages.
Yeah. With that.
It took him 13 years to go from a pit to second in command. So it just is a reminder for me that sometimes in life, things take time.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the mess, God is working through that. And if we can see that, it only help us grow and grow to what God has for us in store that is bigger than we could ever imagine.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just, I know when I'm going through a trial or waiting in general, you like want to rush through it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But you end up missing all these cool things. And so I'm learning to wait well. I'm like, okay, in this waiting time, cherish it. You have free time because you're waiting on this. Or when COVID shut everything down, it was I don't know for you, but for me, even though like it was hard with all the restrictions, it was a blessing because it took away all these extra distractions so I could focus on podcasting and writing and all these other, opened up all these doors that I wouldn't have time to do if this had not happened. Although I have hated the whole COVID thing because it's like you said at work, you're gowned and gloved and goggles and it's hot and you're like, I just want to be free and have people see my face. And it's, I'm tired of sweating.
I'm right there with you, Alexis.
Yeah. And those things I hate, but the good things have been, I have abundance of time now because it's really slowed things down and given me time to focus on what's important and focus on my relationship with Christ. All right. So what are your goals for you for this year, for 2020 and beyond?
Oh my goodness. Well, I know if someone asks me, what do you want to do 5 years from now? I'm like, I'm never answering that question again. Here comes a pandemic to ruin everything. Oh, 5 years from now. Wow. Let me think of this. This is going to be great. I would say still podcasting. Mm-hmm. I still want to do it. I love it. The editing process is just a time of renewal for me as well to just learn about the people I interview and things like that. Hopefully go to a pod fest. It'd be great to meet you in person.
Yeah,
all the people I met in person. But yes, have a big podcast party.
Yeah.
But by then, if I go at the rate I'm going in 5 years, I'd be up to maybe 250, 300 episodes, which would be super cool and super weird.
I know.
At the same time, just if you're consistent and it's like, whoa, 300 episodes.
Yeah.
I remember when getting to 10 was a big deal, but.
Yeah.
But I'd say as well, just keep blossoming in my marriage. Hopefully by then have a kid.
Yeah.
So have that. But just honestly, just living day by day and trying to be a stronger Christian, get more involved in my church, which I've become an usher some weeks, and I might start a home church with my wife. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. Hopefully get in there. And what's nice about our home, the home churches with our church, it's like an extension of the church.
Okay.
It's just smaller groups. So instead of having like 100 people to say hello to, you have like 8 to 10 people. And that way you can get to know people better and then transition to other home churches.
I love that.
So let's see. I would say other goals. I would say that's it for now. But as you know, tomorrow a new goal could change and change it completely. So I love that question though. It made me think.
And then my final question for you, when did you decide that you were brave?
Oh my goodness. Well, I wish I had some grand story about that, but as far as brave, I mean, I would say even when I was a kid, I did things that other kids didn't know. Like I was known as the church kid and I wasn't even a pastor's kid.
Yeah.
So I got that label, even though I was okay, cool. I remember in high school that someone stole something from the teacher. The teacher asked me who did it. And I'm like, should I say anything? What would God want me to do? And God said, hey, you shouldn't lie. Even if you don't say anything, you still know what happened. So I did. And then the next day, the kid like hated me.
Yeah.
And then I was on his bowling team too. We had a fun little bowling league in the high school. And he signed a petition to get me off the team.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh my goodness, wow. This is a joke, right? And this is even crazier. This is a Christian school. So this is even worse. I'm just like, okay, God, what's going on? I mean, there are times in my life where I haven't been brave. Like I said, early college and things like that. And there will be times that you will doubt yourself and not be able to face yourself. When I think of the word brave, I think of David in the Bible, like fighting lions and beating Goliath. But yeah, there were times as well that he fell to his own victim and wasn't brave, such as having the affair with Bathsheba and then sending her husband out in the front line so he could die.
Yeah.
So that wasn't too brave right there. So
not his finest moment, no.
So it just reminds me that there are beautiful moments to be brave and there are times we're going to mess up. But it's brave to face those times you messed up and get over them with God's help. That's where the brave part goes in, to admit that you did something wrong and that you're willing to apologize and remedy the situation, which is a struggle we all deal with at times. Yeah. But once you do it, your life just becomes so much better. And I know with this brave thing, I know with my podcast in Wisconsin, the mask mandate has become 50-50.
Oh yeah. Here it's, oh man.
And I'm like, what is going on? People have put the focus on themselves and have become so paranoid out of inconvenience. So I actually did a podcast about the mask mandate and then also Black Lives Matter, which has been a fun topic as well. And I just wanted to say, you know what? I'm going to give it to God. And there's been some positive responses with those two episodes, which has been great. But I admit I was nervous at first because
great. Those are hot topics right now that are very polarized. That's very brave to do those.
Oh yeah. So I've jumped down there, but I've gotten some great responses. I even had someone like message me on my Facebook page and they said, Dan, I was in a place of depression and because of your podcast, you've helped me get closer to Christ. I was like, what? I've never even met this guy. And yet, he's saying, you know what, Dan, what you're doing is great. He wishes I could do it every day. And I wish I could. I told him, hey, if you pay me a full-time salary, I'm game for it. But for the time being, it's just a fun thing to do on the side. And I'm just really honored to see what God has in the future for both of us in the podcast
definitely. Dan, it was so great to meet you. We'll have to definitely do another one of these. I will lovely be a guest on yours.
Oh, I will plan that with you as soon as we are done because we are going to get it rolling. We're going to get it done.
Okay, cool. Oh, before I go, where can everybody find your podcast?
Oh, for sure. For my podcast, I do have a website that just has links to my social media and all that good stuff. So my website is finishlastpodcast.com. Okay. There you'll find out more about my story, why I started Finish Last, the guests that have been on my show. I also want to create a link of guest appearances of shows I've been on. So I definitely want to put your face and your show on my website so that people can be directed to you, The Brave Podcast, which would be wonderful. As far as where to find me, I'm pretty much in any podcast platform. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the crazy one now is Pandora.
Yeah.
I never expected Pandora to do podcasts, but with this becoming so popular and podcasts being called the new talk radio, everyone's jumping in. I don't know
about you. Doing it.
I don't know about you, Alexis, but I got an email from Amazon.
Me too. Yeah. Just filled it out.
And now I did too.
And you can now list your podcast on IMBD. Did you know that?
I've heard of that. That was the thing I heard last month. I didn't do that one yet either, but it's just like, whoa, this is insane.
It is. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I had so much fun talking to Dan. He was just such a blast to talk to. And it's so cool to meet other podcasters who were kind of thrown into podcasting kind of the same way I did. God told me to do it and I did it. And same for Dan. And such amazing things have come out of that. So just had a blast talking to him. And I hope you guys enjoyed our interview. All right. My three asks. My first ask, of course, is ratings. If you are loving what you're hearing, giving me feedback on iTunes or I don't know if Spotify allows you to, but I know iTunes does. You can give me feedback on that app and tell me what you're loving about the show. It helps people find the show. Ratings are super helpful. So if you would love to give a rating, I would love to get one. Thank you. Secondly, sharing the episode. If you heard something today that you absolutely loved and think someone else would love it too, go ahead and share that episode. You can find the episodes on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and then finally, subscribe. If you want to get the episodes a day early or find out about any giveaways or things that are going on with the Brave Podcast, the best way to do that is get on the email list. And how you do that is go to apeachincali.com, go to contact us, put your email in the contact form, and then boom, you're on the email list. It's that easy. All right, you guys, thanks so much for being a part of the Brave Podcast and listening every week. Thanks so much. Bye.